Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. You know the drill. You've got questions. You want to find out more about something. David at fmr.co.za. And the stuff we talked about once upon a time, fmr.co.za for that podcast. I've got a question for all of you. Is DStv dead? Well, if you listen to live sports, the answer is no. But if it's about content and there is a content war going on, maybe. And, you know, a lot of the streaming platforms are about this content war, and a lot of it in South Africa is about historical licensing deals. If one of the channels bought a particular program, it belongs to them until that license expires, even if the platform that you've chosen to subscribe to owns that content. But let's talk about the major players in the streaming wars. If you've got a smart TV or you've got a box that'll stream smart TV or an Apple TV, or even your phone or your laptop, you can subscribe to a few of the major players. Let's start with Netflix, the big boy. These guys spend a lot of money. They've got a load of content. I would say they've got the best UIX, UIX being the user experience, and they really have spent a lot of money on the UIX. It has clever previews. It has multiple family profiles so that the suggestions, and it is a very good suggester, doesn't interfere between different members of the same family. Another nice feature it's got, you can download content to watch offline when you don't have internet. Really cool feature. Then there's Amazon Prime Video. It's got great content. It's more about quality than quantity. There isn't the extensiveness that there is on Netflix, but a lot less junk. It comes free if you subscribe to Amazon Prime, and Amazon Prime gives you various purchasing benefits if you're using that side of Amazon. The interface, the UIX is so-so. It's not brilliant. You can add one additional user, but it's quite a clumsy process and quite difficult to change that user. And then we come to Showmax. Now, Showmax has good content. It may be free for many DStv subscribers, so that's worth knowing. If you already subscribe to DStv, you may be entitled to a free subscription of Showmax. It's got one feature that I really love, but sadly this feature is going away. During lockdown, they've had live news, so you could watch CNN or Sky TV or whichever your preferred news channel is through Showmax, but apparently that feature will be going away very soon. It's got an iffy UIX. It doesn't have the nicety that Netflix has, I have to say. But on the other hand, there's great South African content. There are a lot of South African shows. There's a lot of suggestions for South African in particular listener, non-English channels. Well done, Showmax, on that. Then there's the new kid in town, Apple TV Plus. Now, we all know the freemium model where you subscribe to something for free and in-app you've got to purchase all the good stuff. Apple TV does it like this, but not quite. The freemium's missing from the freemium model. So you pay to get in, and then you pay for other stuff. The actual service is free if you've bought a major Apple device recently, and it's free for 1 year after you've done that. And essentially means if you bought a Mac or an iPad or a phone. It's got a quirky interface. Not good or bad, it's quirky. It suggests things a bit like Netflix does, but it doesn't give you previews in the same clever way. There aren't loads of series on there, but what is there is well curated. It feels like it's just been launched and it's in beta still. You can see there's more being added to it rapidly, and it's a kind of snowball effect, but it is an early adopter's environment at the moment. They've got great movies, probably the best movies of all the channels I've mentioned, but there's a catch. You're going to pay for that content for most of those movies. The model appears to be set to be an aggregator. And what I mean by that is you'll be able to buy the other channels from within Apple TV at some stage. And that's the talk, but we'll have to wait and see what they do with that. Another catch is you're going to need to watch it from an Apple device and stream from there. Now, let's do a little bit of a wrap-up with how you can obtain these things. Netflix, you can have it on a 30-day free trial. And thereafter, you're going to pay R99 to R169 a month. And that's not on the content. That's on the number of users you want and the quality of the images. If you've got the latest, greatest 4K TV, you're going to want to spend R169 a month. And if you've got slow internet, you could get away with saving and going with the R99 a month. Let's get to Showmax. Here, you get a 14-day free trial. If you're a compact DStv subscriber, you'll pay R49 a month for the service. If you've got fully-fledged DStv, you'll get it for free. For most of the rest of you and myself, that's going to cost you R99 a month. They've got some very interesting pricing models through the cell phone providers that sometimes include mobile data. So look for that if it works for you. And then we have Amazon Prime. And this is a very confusing pricing model because, again, as I said, if you have Amazon Prime already, you're going to get it free. But if you want the Prime Video membership on its own, it's going to cost you $2.99 a month for the first 6 months, which comes to about R40 a month. After those 6 months, you're going to be looking at $599, which is about R80 a month thereafter. Quite a confusing model. And then we have Apple TV Plus, and that's a 7-day free trial. As I said, free if you bought an Apple device recently, and you'll have it free for a year. After that, it's $84.99 per month. That's my wrap-up. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. And if you want to listen to this program again or any of the others, fmr.co.za for the podcast. Till next week.